The Midrash Chazal, at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, focused on the fact that first the Torah speaks about the animals, the kosher animals and non-kosher animals, and afterwards only does the Torah begin with Ishak Tazria v'yolda Zohar, and does the Torah begin to speak about the creation of the human being. And many different reasons are given why a person is created after the animals. One, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Lamaches teaches us, "Kidei she ikonos l'suda miyad," that he should be able to go and eat and be prepared to live his life immediately. Another reason given is because "Kidei she yichnos l'mitzvah miyad," that he should be able to do mitzvahs immediately. And the other reason is that if a person becomes arrogant, then the Torah tells him, Yitush Kodmach, even the smallest fly, the smallest ant, the smallest worm was created before you were created. And if we think about those different reasons actually represent very different approaches to life. On one hand, it seems to be teaching us that a person should be considered very great. The whole world was created that he should be able to do mitzvahs. The whole world was just created that he should be able to likonis l'suda miyad, immediately go into a suda. On the other hand, it seems to indicate that he's created last because he should realize that he's not that great. How are these two different approaches reconciled? The Majlis Rebbe in a Sefer, Divrei Yisrael, says the concept of Kedei Shilkonis L'mitzvah miyad, k'day l'shikonis l'suda miyad, says the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, al taimlich she'efne eshna. A person should say, well, while I have the time, I'll learn. While I have the time, I'll do when I have to do. But says the Tzvi Yisrael, what we're supposed to recognize is that we're not supposed to, and we should not be waiting for a time that there's availability. Specifically, in the time of busyness, in the time when we don't necessarily have the time to do, that's when we should do what we have to do. The Torah was not given to Malachim. He explains Malachim have all the time in the world, they are here forever, and they're not charged with the world and the responsibilities that a human being is charged with. And that's exactly what a person is supposed to recognize. That k'day sh'tikana l'sud miyad, k'day sh'tikana l'mitzvah bovad, k'day sh'tikana l'sud miyad, k'day sh'tikana l'mitzvah miyad, just do. And he says, interestingly enough, the fact that Chazal say these two different terms, k'day sh'tikana l'mitzvah miyad, that he should be able to do mitzvahs, and k'day sh'tikonis l'suda, that he should be able to go to the suda immediately, complement each other. He says, the person who lives his life, k'day sh'tikonis l'mitzvah miyad, that he's always ready to do what has to be done, and not say, I don't have the time, I don't have the ability, I don't have the place. That is the person that will be zaycha, k'day sh'tikonis l'suda miyad, that will have panosa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the wherewithal to be able to do and accomplish everything that he has to do. And that's what he says is pshat in these two different approaches to how we look at how a person is created. On one hand, the person should realize, k'day sh'likonis l'suda miyad, k'day sh'likonis l'mitzvah miyad. A person should take the attitude, b'shvili nivra olam, the world was created because of me, because of my suda, because of my mitzvah. It's so critical for me to live my life in accomplishing so much. But if a person will come to that attitude, there's always a concern that attitude could bring to gaiva chas v'shalom, that attitude could bring to arrogance chas v'shalom. That's why Chazal had to temper that and add yitush kodmach. Remember still that the worm and the ant were created before you were created. Chazal Masechta Brachas, Daf Hey teach us. Va'olam yagaz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. A person shall live a life where he has the yetzer toiv prevail over the yetzer hara. Nitzchai, if he does mutav, imlav, if that doesn't work, yask b'toira, the Gemara says he should learn toira, yask b'krishma, he should say krishma, and if all that doesn't work, yask alo yom ha-misa, then he should remember what it's all about, that we will end up not being here forever. And the question is, many mefarshim ask, if yask alo yom ha-misa, if remembering that we will not be here forever is the ultimate way to prevail and have control over the Yetzer Hara, so why does the Gemara suggest Torah, and why does the Gemara suggest Krishma? And perhaps the answer is exactly what we just discussed. There are two ways how to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. If we live our lives doing Torah, if I live our lives with Krishma, which represents all Torah and all mitzvahs and all Yerushalayim, if that's the way we live our lives, then we don't have to have Yask Alo Yom HaMisa. That gives us the ability to be able to prevail over the Yetzer Hara. But there's always a concern that if a person lives that type of a life of Torah and Krishma, that that may cause him to become arrogant, and that may cause him to become not the way he's supposed to be. So the way to counteract the concern of Yaskala, of Torah and Krishma, perhaps creating, making that the person should feel that I'm so great and I'm so special, Chazal said what you should do, not afterwards, not as an alternative, but rather as a complement to keep that balance of Yachzis L'Sudah Miyad, Yachzis L'Mitzvah Miyad versus Yitush Kadmach. How do we keep that balance? The way we are able to keep that balance is on one hand, Yask B'Torah B'Krishma, and on the other hand, Yask Alo Yom HaMisa. But the Medrash at the beginning of Parashas Metzora brings Ma'ase Baruch Al Echad Shehayah Machzeh Be'Yoris. There was a peddler that was going through the cities that were by Tzipori, V'Yom Machriz V'Omer, and he was announcing Man L'Boyin L'Mizben Sam Chayim, who wants to live the potion to live forever, ever, ever. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Rabbi Yanai was sitting in his home, and he hears this peddler announcing, Mambo Sam Chayim, and he says, come up, I want to buy some of it. So he says, Lav Ant Srichalei, V'loy de Kavasach, you're not the person that needs to buy this. He said, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mi Yishavetz Chayim, Ayav Yom Is Toiv, who wants to live life, to have long life, to guard our wet mouths. And Rabbi Yanai said, I read this pasuk, I didn't know pshat, I didn't recognize the power of those words. Until the Reuchel came and taught me the words, Rav Elamea Bloch, in his Shuri Das, quoted in the Sefer Eitz Hadas, says that the way to look at this medrash, he has a very original approach to this medrash. He says, normally, if somebody suffering of an ailment in any part of his body, what is done is they, in earlier times in medicine, they try to heal that particular issue. If somebody was suffering on his hand, they try to do something for the hand, for the foot, etc. But recognizing, actually, that modern medicine has taught us that we don't look at the symptom. We look at the cause. And the cause is what we have to cure. And once the cause of an ailment is cured, everything else falls into place. He explains, what did this Reuchel teach Rabbi Yanai? I think what he means to say is that it's difficult to believe that Rabbi Yanai did not understand the explanation of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us how we have to be so careful in the way what we say and what we say to have life. That is the simple explanation of the Pasuk. They say that Rabbi Yanai did not know the pshat in the Pasuk until this Reuchel came along. It's sort of difficult to understand. So he suggests what the Reuchel taught Rabbi Yanai was that The Reichel is the peddler. And the Reichel is the person who's in all of the streets of the world. And the question is, how am I a person who's not in the Beis Medrash, not in the Beis HaKnesses, I'm not even in a home, I'm walking the streets, I'm peddling my ware. How will I be zoicha man b'chaye? How will I be zoicha to have life? And what he told them was that you could be in the street. You could live your life by having to work in the street, by having to have to be out there and still come to have life. How is that? If you live your life that wherever you are, you know that at that moment, wherever I am supposed to be doing what Hashem wants me to be doing. The fact that I'm outside or inside is all irrelevant. What's relevant is that I have now the opportunity to serve Hashem. And that was what he learned from the Reichel. That if we live our life all of the time, occupied with Torah mitzvahs, we're occupied in the constructive use of our days and our minutes of our life, then that makes our lives a meaningful life. And that's the person that has life, not the person who wastes his way away, wastes his time away. If you want life, cherish every moment, cherish every day, use every moment, and use every day like we were created, lekanes l'suda miyad, lekanes l'mitzvah miyad, to immediately be able to do something positive and not waste the moments and not say l'chashefna when I will have time, that's when I'll do better. That's the person that will be zoicha to miyishavetz chayim, to have long and great days.